you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Just happened?
Yeah, join the club, pal.
We dare you to live through it again. Grab the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nick slept in. He's gonna bum so bad, and we're gonna milk this. It was an accident, but we're gonna milk it.
Always a lot more fun when you're not the guy who slept in.
Well, it's even funny that we forgot he wasn't here. I just have a look at the clock. It's 7:19 Central. And I said, Nick, oh, that's right. He's not there.
I remember when I overslept one time. I think I got on the phone with you for one break. And that wasn't any fun.
Yeah.
Because you guys are dicks on the phone.
Yeah, Bickham just found that out last segment.
Yes, it's something about the talking into a microphone on the right. Phone makes you a dick.
Yeah, but you would think. Calling into the show as a member of the show. Yeah, not everybody's going to be a dick to me.
Why would you think that?
It would just be like I was in the studio. Right. No, not at all. They treat you different when you're on the phone.
They do.
Yeah, because we're so nice to each other when we're here in person.
Where's Nick at?
He's on the way.
You better wake him up.
He's on his way.
He's a short-timer at the other job.
And if he's smart, he's not listening because he knows he's just getting hammered.
What if he's drinking last? He better have been drinking last night. If you slept in and you weren't drinking, what the hell is that about? Yeah. We're the only people in the world that demand if you're late, you better have been partying.
You better have a good reason.
You better have a good reason. Like you tied one on. Right. Well, that's good. You have fun? Cool. If you're going to pay for it, you should have to tie one on. Yeah, we're the only place. Most workplaces, if you say you were late for work because you got drunk last night, that's not good. It's the excuse we want to hear.
That's the one it better be.
It better be that.
That gets you off the hook.
Yeah, it totally gets you off the hook.
At least that.
And we've had former members, we know that, have slept in because they were too drunk. And
they
got off the hook.
He OD'd on heroin. That's acceptable.
We'll accept that.
All forms of partying, we'll accept. In fact, we'll insist. He better come up with an answer or some form of partying.
Right. He better not lie either. We're the you sniff him when he gets here. Right. Puss.
Hell, I've seen people be here and he still, and like, just like about 6:30, 7 o'clock, you can kind of see things shake off. And, he's getting right.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm right here.
So Nick, you're listening to the way in now, Nick. You can hear me right now on the radio. You better be drinking last night.
Or at least say you were.
Don't lie to us. We'll know. I want a full report on what the alcohol you had last night. It made you sleep through your alarm.
Make it up if you have to. That's You've right. got a few minutes.
No, I'll know if he's faking.
And I better hear that you threw some weed on top of that.
Oh, yeah, you better have been high and
that
drunk.
Goes without saying.
Yeah, it does.
I would hope so.
Nick, it's a Tuesday. You know?
Yeah, that's how you start.
It is.
Yeah, I reminded him yesterday that we're not working on Friday. I didn't say tomorrow. No, we still got to work today, Nick.
Yeah.
I forgot to put the trash out.
You're a short timer at the other job, Nick, not this job. He's driving real slow now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the text from Jim Sucks says he's not off the hook with me.
Oh. Does it say Jim Sucks when you get a message from him?
No, it actually doesn't. But that's how the audience knows him. He's Jim Sucks.
My Facebook friend Dawson points out, at least we didn't have to drive by his house, find him sleeping on the floor or something, drag him out of there. wasn't that kind of a circumstance.
Well, he does have a wife.
Well, the
probably
wife
would have noticed.
The wife would have seen him laying on the floor.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Probably. Maybe.
Nick normally doesn't sleep on the floor at home.
Drooling by the dog dish.
Well, we don't know that. That's, you know.
Yeah. Today is National Macaroni and Cheese Day. So Kraft Foods.
I love that.
Introducing a cheesy flavor of ice cream. They have partnered with, is it Van Leeuwen? Yeah. I don't know.
Pecker cheese ice cream?
Van Leeuwen ice cream to make our macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream.
No.
I eat pecker cheese.
I know you do, John. I don't want cheese ice cream, do you?
No.
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 I don't.
That is not a hat.
Cheese ice cream?
Right.
It would melt all over your face.
Not in Green Bay in the winter.
All right. It would stay frozen on your head then. Yeah, good point.
That wouldn't do much for keeping you warm.
The only salty part with ice cream I don't mind is pretzels. Yeah, little pretzels and ice cream. I can handle that, but I couldn't. I've never tried cheese on ice cream.
It does not.
It doesn't sound
appetizing.
Good. Doesn't sound good. No. Nick, stop and get us some cheese on ice cream on the way in,
or just a cheese curd.
But hurry, because you're late.
Hurry, because you're late.
And cheese curds.
Yeah, and cheese curds.
Oh, I love cheese curds.
Yeah. Oh, I had some. Cheese flavored
cheese
thin pretzels last night.
Oh, they gotta be good.
Oh, they were
the thin
good.
Cheese fla- oh yeah. My god,
yeah.
The bag's dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it was over at my daughter's, so I couldn't eat them all. Yeah. I wanted to.
Why can't you eat them all at her house?
But I had to be.
But you figured up the bag, didn't you?
Because I'm a good guest.
Yeah. Your dad, you're not a guest.
That's a good point. Your dad, you're not a guest.
She ate your food for 20 years.
Oh, I'm with you on
all
that.
Of it.
That's a good point.
Oh, I'm sure she wouldn't have minded, but I wanted to leave some behind for them.
All dad fingered up.
Well, I was going to.
That's a bad term.
Yeah.
Sorry. Didn't mean to say it that way.
That came out wrong.
It came out right. Completely wrong.
That came out very wrong.
I stopped because I
didn't
want
to hear I was all dad fingered up.
No. No.
I didn't want to ruin my dinner.
Oh, that was nice.
That was my appetizer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Cheese pretzels.
No.
But back to the mac and cheese. I'm starting to like the gourmet mac and cheese more and more.
Well, restaurants that make their own.
Oh.
And a lot of times they'll just, you know, buy it. But there's something to make their own. I like all. Mac and cheese is like pizza to me. It's good or great. It's really
there's
good or great.
There's better. Yeah.
But you ever had bad mac and cheese?
No, but usually if it's the box stuff at home.
I love that.
I'll kind of dress it up with a little extra cheese and some other things, you know.
But if I had to eat the box mac and cheese all on my own, that'd be just fine.
Oh, yeah. My daughter makes it all the time. And she leaves some in the pot then.
Yeah.
And then I can't.
And then you make sure it's gone.
I can't stop it.
That
would cannot stop it.
Excellent backpacking food.
I bought the damn
backpack.
I bought it.
Because all you'd have to do is boil the macaroni, and you got your dried cheese right there.
Right.
You could eat it right in the middle of the forest.
Some of them, you need milk.
Oh, you do, don't you?
You do need the milk to mix the powder in.
But if you get the pouch that has the semi-liquefied cheese.
Yeah.
You don't need the milk with that.
Right.
Yeah, but that's rich man's box mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. But I got
Kraft is rich man's?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no, like the Velveeta one?
Oh, Velveeta,
Yeah. I got that kind of money.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like to brag, but...
I got some Cracker Barrel brand mac and cheese in the box, and it's pretty good.
Thanks for that story, Craig.
You're welcome.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But no, you're right. But like if I go to a restaurant where they have the like three or four different kinds of mac, that's the section of the menu I glance at and go, don't look there again. Don't look there again.
I had some lobster mac and cheese in Florida, and that stuff's amazing. Yeah.
There was a restaurant we ordered a lot from during pandemic. It had great mac and cheese, so once in a while I couldn't resist.
No.
Yeah, I would want all of them.
Right.
Get that finger all up in there.
Right. The bag of pretzels.
Oh.
You know, sometimes we're on the show, and I think it's later or than it usually is. It's only 7. It's crazy.
Yeah. Traffic's a little different this time of day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen, you better been drinking.
It wasn't much. I was drinking.
Okay,
but
good.
It wasn't much more than
normal.
Usually,
like, yeah, okay. That's
I
fine.
Thought I was
That's
fine.
Fine, too. That's but, fine, too. That's fine, too.
I did that. Switch it up a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Because what I did at what? The end of the night, I thought my big mistake last night
was what?
Not shaking the canned Bloody Mary before I drank it because oh. It got kind of sludgy at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was going to be the thing I had to adjust.
Okay.
But I don't know if that just made me, my body think it was morning and I could have, like, I don't know if that threw me off.
Well, we know we're tracing it back to something.
I think it was a combination of the Bloody Mary and then
the weed, right?
Like my backup alarm that I normally count right. on, like, effed me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I'll set the alarms on my phone and right. then I've got an alarm in the bathroom right, and I'm right. like, oh, that now that one means business.
Yeah. So,
all right, I've okay. got to get up.
Explain to me, you're in La La Land and your phone rings. Do you hear the phone ringing?
The phone didn't ring.
Then how'd you wake
oh,
up?
See, I just woke up. I think my body's starting to adjust to be like, oh, hey.
I should be up by now.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's, you know, you're late. Why don't you wake up freaking out?
Yeah, because I called your phone from the hotline like 10 seconds before you called my
really?
Cell phone.
That must have been what woke me up.
Yeah, because Mike's like, if he answers, put him on the air. So I used
yeah,
the hotline.
You called the hotline.
Oh, yeah. That must have been
well,
what did
you know,
it.
You know, we're stupid, too, because, you know, you're usually a couple minutes after 7. But I looked at the clock. It was 7:19. I remember looking and I go,
that's when I woke up.
I know. But we should have been calling you at 7:10.
When you oversleep like that.
I blame us.
Do you get this feeling?
We should have called you at 7:10.
Even briefly, you get this feeling that, I got over on the sleep gods. How about that?
Unless you're away for work, you don't think that.
No, I was panicking.
Yeah, you're panicking.
Well, you panic, and then for a minute, there's a little bit of calm, and you go, I got over.
Yeah, later in the
day. Yeah, I haven't gotten there.
No, later in the day. Later in the day, you'll think to yourself, well, I feel really refreshed right now. I don't know why. Normally, I'm more tired than.
Right.
Oh, I slept in.
Right.
I slept in a lot.
Yeah. It's not good timing either. Trying to convince my wife that I can handle leaving my other job. I got everything under control. Don't worry. We'll be just fine.
That's what I was thinking. Does she know you're late this morning?
Well, yeah, because I woke up going,
I thought the exact same thing. It's horrible timing for you. We don't care. But with your wife, I can handle this. And now you're just sleep. You're short time in the other gig, 3 more days, and you're sleeping through your other one.
Yep. It's perfect.
Oh, when I sleep
late. Nothing
like
a meeting with horrible timing.
There's usually a tirade of swearing, and then I calm down and get my crap together. I get moving.
But waking up late is the absolute worst way to wake up.
Oh, I know.
Because you wake up and your heart rate goes
right.
immediately to 100%.
Right.
Well, that's every morning with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, never mind.
But this
you're
is
used
just,
to it.
You know, this was to the extreme.
Oh, 7:19.
That's who I do a lot of the snooze bar.
So what?
To kind of ease into
this is
it.
What I understand. Because Todd will do this. Todd says his alarm doesn't go off. Or he didn't set it. That's just what you do when you go to bed every night. You just turn your alarm on.
I said it. I think I have to replace
alarm. The one in the bathroom. Why didn't go off?
I think it's just crapping up.
Oh, it's
gotten to the point where there'll be two. There'll be radio. There's a radio alarm and there's like a buzz alarm.
Right.
So I'll set both of them. And the radio alarm, this job's different because when the radio alarm goes off, I hear the people I have to, I'm going to be at work with.
Right. So
which is different. I'm like, that's right. You know, you're acclimating to the world or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, that's right. I know there. And then 2 minutes after that, it just goes, bang, bang, bang. So I have to get up and turn that off, or my wife's going to be real pissed.
I stopped doing the radio thing years ago because there's a lot of times there's a best of. I woke up before to my own voice on the radio, and that, no.
Yeah.
No. I feel like a Lewis Black. No. I don't want that.
Well, there are some
I don't
times
want
too,
me waking me up.
Yeah, there are some times where you can hear it and just be like,
think you're at work,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but see, I hate the buzzer more.
I like the buzzer.
But mine
never goes off. I'm up before mine every
the
morning.
The buzzer scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
My own voice on a commercial or something is unsettling, but it doesn't scare me.
Yeah. You just wake up unsettled.
That's what the audience says.
Right.
I know.
But those alarms, there's lights that show that you've set those alarms.
Got it.
And for like the past week, only the radio one has been showing. And sometimes I can kind of like hit it on the counter and they'll both lights will appear. And I'm like, it's fine.
I think the timing is so
great. It's gotten a little quieter.
I think the timing is great. Great fodder for the show. Yeah, I can handle this, honey. I'm a go-getter. Morning, Craig.
Like, just believe in me.
And make sure you wake me up in case I'm late for work. Yeah. But just believe in me. Well, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You can stay a little late. We'll have you do some chores after the show.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, you had to go to another job. Right. He's never late for that job.
Well, he's going to be today.
I used to be.
He could be today. Mm-hmm. Explain. Listen, I overslept my first job, so I had to stay a little bit late. Now I'm late for this one, and I'm quitting anyway, so deal with
that. Apparently there's a prank war between Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon. Last week, Kevin Hart took to Instagram to share a photo of a Los Angeles billboard offering Nick Cannon's parenting advice. The billboard that Kevin Hart put up read, "For any advice on fatherhood, call my best friend Nick Cannon."
Do they hate each other? Is it real?
It's real. No. They're having fun.
Because Nick Cannon
has attached his actual phone number.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Hart got another billboard in New York and Atlanta as well. This comes after Cannon got Hart a llama for his birthday earlier this month.
I got puss a goat for his.
Yeah, but
that poor
Kevin
goat.
Hart didn't want the llama.
And he probably had some place to put it.
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
No, he got the llama showed up at his front door, and he didn't know what to do with it. It's just a gift.
What if a goat shows up at your front door, puss?
Well. I don't need it. I don't want it. Nothing. I have no use for the goat.
The other goat doesn't need a roommate, right?
There's too many goats.
Okay, what do you do when a guy drops a llama off at your house?
Well, you're rich. You get something. You can
what's
call
the next step.
You call animal control or something.
Who do you call?
I found a llama in my yard. Can you come get it?
Llama rescue.
And I'm glad
call
to
the
see
zoo.
Llama rescue is a great. Just Google it. Llama rescue. Well, first of all, you're lucky you're rich because you can just do something. You can call somebody. If you're not rich,
you
got a llama in your yard.
What you?
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you got. I would know who to begin to call.
I know, but you could get somebody. But, your assistant has to find out.
Sure.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. If you're Kevin Hart, you don't have to find that guy.
Yeah.
You say, hey, find somebody to the assistant that you have.
Right. You just let it hang out in the backyard for a while.
For a while, probably.
Nick Cannon left me a llama. Help me get rid of it. That's all they have to say.
You take pictures of it, you put it on social media, and enjoy that, and then somebody else takes care of it.
Right. Yeah. It'd be more fun to do that with somebody who doesn't have any money.
I know, exactly. That means they just have a llama then.
Right. I kind of just dropped a llama off at Nick's house.
Well, a llama, a llama that's not going to eat.
I'd be trying to fashion a homemade saddle for it.
Oh, you'd ride that llama bareback. You know you would. I'm barebacking the llama last night.
That's Puss's line.
Yeah.
I know it is.
Puss would be so jealous.
Yeah. Double flip off everybody. You didn't see it, Nick. We're flipping you off, too.
I didn't even turn around.
I know. In the new studio, you can see them, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be kind of turned more.
Yeah, you guys can all see them then.
There was a revelation when we were on Zooms or Teams or whatever that Puss was laughing during the show.
Here's another thing I wouldn't know, where to go about purchasing a llama.
Llama store.
I know there's llama farms.
Llama R Us.
But I don't know if they sell you the llama.
Well, you go adopt one from the llama rescue.
My buddies, his parent, him and all his siblings at his dad's house, they have some property. They raise alpacas now. Yeah. And they shave them.
That's what I was
going to say. They make sweaters?
That's for fiber, right?
Yeah, they don't kill them. They don't make a lot of money off of them yet. They thought they made more money when they started to do that, but now it's more of a family project. But I went and saw the alpaca last summer.
They thought they'd get into the alpaca racket?
Yeah, basically. But it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work. And they have a lot of land, too, but it's a lot of work.
I got to think with Limu Emu out there, the pet emu market's got to be booming.
Yeah.
Because he looks cool.
Sell insurance, right?
Yeah.
Put a wig on one push that you're thinking? Like the Mrs. Emu?
I don't care what. Mrs. Emu makes me laugh every time. Every time they throw her into a spot, I laugh my ass off at it.
Putting a wig on the emu last night.
And I think it's the wig that makes it the funniest.
It is funny.
It's for the little Bob blonde wig makes it just hilarious.
Did I mean, make those in goat sizes?
I mean, admittedly, I'm an idiot, but I laugh at that every time.
Yeah, I like that guy, too. I think they're funny commercials. They're so stupid. And the guy that wrote that campaign had to be high as hell.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we got a guy that's absolutely basically out of the 70s. It looks like a guy out of the 70s, and his partner's an emu. I'm not sure where you're going, John, but, you know.
I like
yeah,
it.
Right. Yeah, I
sounds
like it.
Good.
Yep. Sounds good.
What's
Run
next?
With it. Run with it.
That's a total rich guy prank war.
Yeah. I do like that. We'll send the llama to Nick's house.
Apparently, they make good pack animals.
You have a big tree in your front yard, too. I've seen you have photos, right?
Yeah.
Just tie a llama to
tree.
Tie a llama to the big tree in his front yard and just leave.
My dogs freak out when there's another dog walking by our house.
I know. Mine do, too. Mine
they would hate yeah. the emu.
What do the alpaca eat? Are they just grazers?
Yeah. They have a bunch of grass, walks up and down each other. They have a... stuff for it. I think they might have munchy food, too. I'm not sure.
Alpaca chow?
Yeah. That's a great band
name. Of course.
Name. Yeah, Alpaca
well,
chow is a great band
They've got all kinds of chow. They yeah. got goat chow yeah. and this chow and that chow.
Right. Sure.
Push notes about the goat chow.
Well, yeah.
Chowed out on this, he says, at the goat.
This bit was never in hand. Out of hand from the start.
Well, it's out of hand because I know the listeners just all kinds of text and not text basically, but you know, Twitter and Facebook. Hey, here's a goat for puss. Hey.
Yeah, real funny a-holes.
Yeah. Kind of took off about the time we started Goat of the Day.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, I think.
Who did that?
Yeah. Well, why did we stop that? Because there were goats coming in.
I started to feel bad for Puss.
More than a goat a day.
Whatever. You just got lazy.
I got lazy with goat of the day. But the goat, I'll bring it back if you want it.
I'm not lobbying for it. But I just, just be truthful. Don't say you guys started feeling bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got a goat already from Tommy. He just tweeted it out to go for you, Puss.
Go sell a pizza, man.
That's your buddy.
And a lot of them are like local goats.
Yeah.
In your area, Puss.
Right. They're not just image
local goats in a town near you.
Goats. These are goats that we could go see.
Okay. He's got How Big P Gets Goats in a Van, and it has a guy holding a goat with a popsicle. I'll tweet that out today.
These are my friends. These are people who say they like me, that are helping with this.
By the way, Fist City started following us. That's the Twitter name. And Dr. Mina loved it when Fist City started following her. She said, I love those guys. Fist City is following Dr. Mina. Yeah.
First sound medical advice.
Right, basically.
Yeah. Crocs.
Oh, you like Fist City following you until they catch up to you.
Oh, Fist City has no followers. I gotta follow Fist City back. There you go. You got one.
Crocs is accusing Walmart, Hobby Lobby, and other stores of copying the popular shoe.
Well, they're just rubber sandals, so can they do that without paying Crocs?
Yeah. They filed 4 trademark infringement lawsuits against about 20 companies last week, alleging they are violating its trademarks and other intellectual properties on the shoes. And so I guess everybody else started, if they can do that, so can we. Well, apparently Crocs think they can't. So they have been.
I thought there'd been knockoffs of those for a long time.
I thought there would be, too. I always thought there were.
Since they were invented?
Yeah, I thought there were, too.
Alligators?
Yeah, they've been around for a long time now.
Yeah, they have.
Did you say alligators?
Yeah, the knockoff Crocs.
Yeah. We just bought some of those for my kid. They were a lot more expensive than I thought they'd be.
Yeah, my son bought some, too.
I figured they'd be like $30.
Well, no?
They were like twice that.
Yeah.
Oh, see, the knockoffs are probably $30.
Yeah.
Just say the number. Don't make me do math.
Yeah, I know. That'd be 60.
Or 55, 60. Yeah, goats on the brain. No room for math.
Are there goat Crocs? Yeah, so they keep from slipping on the floor.
I don't think goats wear shoes.
When you're pushing them.
In the shower.
Yeah.
you listen,
the better person you become.
I don't know. Is there room for improvement?
Come on. You know there's room for improvement.
Connect to TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.